What does a hexagon, Saturday, Mecca, and Santa Claus all have in common? And the answer to that question might surprise you. And for Christmas, everyone likes surprises. So in this video, I'm going to give you a bit of a trip down the metaphoric rabbit hole and see how these seemingly diverse things actually have a lot in common. And the connection between them might surprise you. Hi everyone, just a quick ask. Given the grotesque nature of YouTube's shadow banning and unsubscribing people in their tens of thousands from this channel, please check to see that you're still subscribed, but also please head on over to Rumble and subscribe to me there. Now, to entice you to do so, once subbed, just leave a note in the comment section saying, new subscriber. Then in a few weeks, I will be drawing at random for winners of Japanese Edo-style prints sent to you directly from Tokyo. So thanks in advance, and just for your information, I always upload my videos to Rumble first. The 7-day week spread throughout the Roman Empire in late antiquity. The Romans named the days of the week after the seven known planets, or rather, celestial bodies, which had been named after Roman gods. Sol, Luna, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jove, which is Jupiter, and Saturn. These names would be readily apparent to anyone that speaks a Latin language, like French, for example. Lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi, vendredi, samedi, dimanche. But in English, not so much. In English, the English words for each day bear remnants of Roman tradition, but they have been filtered through centuries of Germanic and Norse mythos. The Germanic people adapted the Roman system, but they identified the Roman gods with their own deities. Thus, the days of the week, while adapting to the Germanic and Norse gods, were essentially the same. But there is one day that the Germanic and Norse traditions didn't assign any of their own gods to, and this day retained the Roman name instead. And that day is the sixth day, Saturn's Day, or Saturday. Saturn's Day is not the only remnant of the god of Saturn that we find in our modern world. First of all, you should know that the symbolism of the cult of Saturn goes back much further than the Roman Empire. And if I had to guess, it was an ancient cult from the old Abrahamic world. And there are lots of mainstream remnants of this symbolism to be found to this day. The main symbol associated with Saturn is the cube. From the Kaaba in Mecca, which is the stone cube adorned in black referred to as the House of Allah. Now, just as a side note, I think it's quite interesting that if you put the Islamic word Kaaba and Allah together, you basically form the Jewish word Kabbalah. And in Judaism, Kabbalah is an esoteric method, a discipline, and a school of thought in Jewish mysticism. To this end, prominent Roman historians such as Tacitus and Cassius Dio, as well as church fathers like Augustine, acknowledged a special link between Saturn and Saturday, the sixth day of the week, and the holiest day of the week for Jewish people. It should also be noted that the tefillin that Orthodox Jews wear on their head is a black cube. Interestingly, Orthodox Jews wrap the tefillin 7 times around their arms, and Muslims, they also go around the Kaaba 7 times. The cube shape is also significant esoterically with Freemasonry, as the ashlar, or perfect stone, is a cube, and the altar especially is often cube-like in nature, and obviously very ceremonial. Another interesting side note, but perhaps a very much stretch, is when you flatten a 3-dimensional cube into a 2-dimensional figure, you create a Christian cross. Also, when you look at the center of a Jewish Star of David, you have yet again a hexagon, or a 6-sided shape, which in 3 dimensions is a cube. Now, there are a multitude of theories about the actual planet of Saturn, the 6th planet from the sun, and what it represents, but the very weird part about Saturn is there is an actual hexagon on the north pole of the planet that the NASA Cassini mission discovered. While folks at NASA speculate that it's a storm, it's pretty interesting that a hexagon in 3 dimensions, as I said before, is a cube, and that cube resides on the north pole of the planet of Saturn. Coincidence or hidden symbology? I'll let you decide that. Now, one of the more interesting and popular theories I've read with regards to the planet of Saturn, if I distilled it down to its basic parts, is that the hexagonal storm on the north pole of the planet is a time portal to different dimensions. Now, there are a lot of occult ideas with regards to Saturn, but to delve into these would take multitudes of videos to make, and I could, if I did so, upset many people's feelings. So I'll just leave that particular intellectual journey to you, my dear viewer. Now, how does Santa Claus possibly relate to Saturn? Well, first of all, who was the historical man that Santa Claus is based on? In popular culture, in our current year, in our woke world, many try to claim that Saint Nicholas was Turkish. But of course he wasn't. He was a monk, a Christian monk, that lived in the Eastern Roman Empire in Anatolia. And the Turks that now controlled Anatolia wouldn't conquer that land or convert it, much like the rest of the Middle East, from Christianity to Islam for more than another millennium. Saint Nicholas himself was much admired for his piety and kindness, and he became the subject of numerous legends. One of the best known of Saint Nicholas was the story that he saved 3 poor sisters from being sold into slavery or prostitution by their father, by providing them with a dowry so they could be married. By the Middle Ages, Nicholas's fame had spread to much of Europe, and he became known as the protector of children and of sailors. His feast day that was celebrated in his honor was on the anniversary of his death, December the 6th. Now, Nicholas's popularity eventually spread to Northern Europe, where stories of a monk mingled with Teutonic folktales of elves and sky chariots. By the Renaissance, Saint Nicholas was the most popular saint in Europe. Even after the Protestant Reformation, when the veneration of saints began to be discouraged, Saint Nicholas maintained a positive reputation, especially in Holland. And in Holland, or the Netherlands rather, St. Nicholas took on a Dutch-friendly sounding name, Sinterklaas, and he was depicted as a tall, white-bearded man in red clerical robes who arrived every December 6th on a boat to leave gifts, or coal lumps, at children's homes. Fast forwarding to the New World, it was Washington Irving that helped to popularize the Sinterklaas of Holland in the United States with stories when he referred to St. Nicholas as the patron saint of New York in his book, The History of New York. And thus, Sinterklaas became Santa Claus, and Santa Claus being the father of Christmas, as we know him today, was born. The worship of Saturn goes back much further than the Romans or even the Greeks, but it is from the Romans from whom we have inherited much in the way of traditions, and especially as it relates to Christmas. Now, let me explain this. The pagan celebration of Saturn, the Roman god of many things, including agriculture, was at the time a singular day of festivities, but by the late Republic, it had expanded to a week-long festival beginning on the 17th of December. But on the Julian calendar, which Romans used at the time, the winter solstice fell on December the 25th. That's right, December the 25th. And thanks to the Roman Empire's conquest of Britain and the rest of Europe from the 2nd century BC to the 4th century AD, basically today's Western cultures derive many of their traditional celebrations of midwinter from Saturnalia. And by the 4th century AD, Western Christian churches settled on celebrating Christmas on the 25th of December, which then allowed them to incorporate the holiday with Saturnalia, as well as other popular pagan midwinter traditions. And then before the end of the 4th century, many of the traditions of Saturnalia, as I said before, including gift-giving, but also singing, lighting candles, and feasting, as well as merrymaking, had become absorbed by the traditions of Christmas, as many of us know them today. So when you celebrate Christmas this year, and every year thereafter, remember the very interesting intersection of time, religion, traditions, and astronomy, with a little dash of occult. If for nothing else, it'll make a very interesting story for the Christmas dinner table of how a hexagonal storm on the North Pole of Saturn is related to Kris Kringle. Thanks very much for watching. Please check to see that you're still subscribed, as YouTube, as I said before, has unsubscribed tens of thousands of people without their knowledge or consent. Also remember to head on over to Rumble and subscribe for your chance to win an Edo-style Japanese print. Thanks very much, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.